Bonjour. On this Yule, Yuletide today, isn't it? 21st of December, the longest night. Yes, I speak in French because I got my French spoken assessment in, recording in. Speaking about the Queen's funeral in French. Well, at least I hope I was. I hope my French was accurate. I quite enjoyed doing it. I listen to it back and I can hear a couple of mistakes. My tutor might say there's more than a couple, but it's handed in. I did that Tuesday. I got that in. It was due Wednesday. And I told myself, if I get this in and I'm pleased with it, I'm going to go up to Pets at Home. I'm going to take Westminster and Windsor, two of my rats, to see the lady who raised them before I adopted them. She raised them in the back in quarantine at Pets at Home next to the Vets for Pets, where I take my boys for the vet treatment. And anyway, we went to see Janet. And I said to myself, I'll get some rat crack, which is ferret paste for their Christmas, or part of their Christmas. The stocking's full already. And if there are any rats in, I'm having them. So guess what, people? I've got about eight or ten week old babies. So that's Xavier and Xander. And it's what I needed, because 2:30 last Friday, my darling Vaughan passed on my chest in 2:30 in the morning. It was hard. Death is never easy. You know, my animals mean a lot to me. I know some of you who are listening have animals who mean a lot to you and people. And anyway, I'd nursed him. I hadn't slept for days on end. And I got an assignment in the middle of all of that and didn't do that great on it. But I can see which bits I wrote whilst it was the middle of the night and I was feeding Vaughan and I hadn't slept and needed something to eat. So I can see which bits I did when I was more lucid. It was interesting. But anyway, I got it in and I'm really pleased with that. But a lesson that I learnt in that is maybe it would have been helpful if I'd have reached out and let the university know that I was feeling traumatised and hadn't slept and that Vaughan was needing me. But I sometimes try to prove myself, you know, just because I work with my clients in psychotherapy and coaching and what have you. It doesn't mean I'm some perfect specimen. Anyway, I got it in. I have passed it. I'll do better next time. I will. And whether that means better in the marks or whether that means better by actually saying something, if something in life is happening. Yeah, I encourage my clients to do so. So I'm just being a bit transparent there, you know, and I don't like what I consider for me failure. I wouldn't, but for others, I struggle. It's my Achilles heel is marks and exams and doing well. And, you know, it's with my Enneagram type as well. I'm an Enneagram type 3 and with a 2 wing, I think, but I can access my 4 wing if you know the Enneagram. But we all have our Achilles heel, don't we? And I don't want to go deeply into my stuff though. It's not appropriate to go into deeply into all the depth of my feelings and this and that in this recording. It's not what this podcast is about. And I do have clients listening and I don't mind them knowing some stuff and being a real person, but I'm not going to burden them. And I'm okay actually. I'm okay. I'm looking at my Christmas lights and lights make me happy. And I'm going to speak about that in a minute, about finding something, how you find your way through at Yuletide, at Christmas, through any difficulties. But yeah, I've buried my little Vaughny boy. And yeah, it wasn't easy. Pet loss matters, you know, and that's why I'm moving some specialism in that area. You know, people in the animal communities that I'm connected to really struggle. And I know that for myself. And it's something very close to my heart. And a very kind young lady made a donation to our little organisation Physis, Creative Educational and Personal Development Services, that Hannah and I co-own and that I founded. And we're going to use it for pet bereavement. And I know that'll mean a lot to that young woman who donated. So, yeah, that's something good for 2024 that we're working on. So I just want you all to know that it's important to us, you know, when you've lost pets. And so we're working on some resources there and ideas. So, and there's not enough research in it, you know. It's been one of the ideas I've had for research, the impact of pet bereavement, you know, and how it affects your brain in terms of neuroscience, but also how it affects you as a human being, as your heart, your feelings, your thoughts, how these little creatures matter as part of the family to so many of us. And their lives are short, and sometimes we're their whole life, aren't we? We're their whole life. We might have different parts of our life, but we're their whole life. For the duration, but hopefully for the duration. And you know, that's massive. That's massive. They deserve our love and our care. So, yeah. So this Yuletide. Here we are. Yuletide, it's when the nights, the longest night tonight, and then they start to get shorter. And the days get longer as we come into spring. And then that's a new sort of tide. By the beginning of February, certain path calls it Einbulk, sort of 1st, 2nd of February, and that's just one path, but it's when the snowdrops are sort of coming up and the first signs of spring, not sort of official spring, but it's a particular tide. We call it the cleansing tide, actually. Not we, I don't, you know, I've seen it called the cleansing tide, and I like that term because from February to May, it cleans out some things physically, psychologically, declutter, where you want to focus, what seeds you want to plant, literally or metaphorically. And I'll do a podcast on that when we get to that time. But tonight it's Yuletide. Yule. And I think the tree, the Christmas tree, is actually linked to that as opposed to Christmas. I'll have to check my facts there and see. But anyway, I just want to wish you all a peaceful Yule, if you can. Or where can you find peace? And for Christmas as well. And we just had Hanukkah. I didn't see much of Hanukkah though. So I was doing assignments for assessment and nursing Vaughan. But it is what it is. I had my lights up. And a bit of my kosher Israeli wine. Just a bit. And my Hanukkah up. And that was enough for me. It was important I got my assignments in and nursed Vaughan. Just a little bit of something for me. You know, I didn't do a big Hanukkah thing. Christmas is going to be quiet, I think. Partly because I am exhausted, actually. But also, I don't know why I'm laughing because it's not funny. But yesterday, around 4 p.m, my entire kitchen ceiling fell in. And well, I don't even know what to say. I don't. It's like both the plumber joiner guy and I took photos and showed them to a couple of people, and like it's the worst he'd ever seen. It was something to do with the bath tube and plug thing that the plug goes in. And anyway, I had a crash in the entire ceiling. It was honestly like a war zone. I can't even begin to explain it, but I'm okay. And I'm not telling you that for any sympathy. So Andy and I, we've cleaned up a bit, you know. I helped him do it. I couldn't leave the poor bloke doing it on his own. We moved the rubble out and some piles of cement. I don't know, they fell out. But anyway, he's been back today and he's done the bath bit. And it won't be till after Christmas I have a ceiling on. So I've got to clean all the sides and yeah, some get some new appliances as well, because it might be dangerous. Now, and it is what it is, you know. Oh, and Andy, so he said to me as he left this morning to go on his other jobs, he said, you know, you've really taken this in your stride. And I said, well, what else can I take it in, Andy? It's like, and we actually had some laughs. I said to him, when we're sort of standing there staring at the rubble at tea time last night, I said, you know, I'd make you a cup of coffee, but I can't see the kettle. We really had some laughs. I mean, I don't know if it was just shock laughs or what, but I do have a sense of humour, and so does the plumber joiner guy. And yeah, it is what it is. And my philosophy for me, I'm not saying for everyone, and for some people their nervous system might suddenly come online, and you know, we're all at different places in our life and with our nervous systems, or how we've learned to deal with things or not. It doesn't mean I deal with everything brilliantly, and I certainly do not, but you know, I thought, well, it's happened, and if I start to get all stressed out, and I get angry, like, oh, who, what, like, you know, but if I just start getting myself all worked up and upset, then I'm going to have a war zone kitchen, no ceiling, and a frazzled nervous system. And the one I can eliminate out of those is the frazzled nervous system, and partially the war zone kitchen. Like, it is looking a lot better. I can use the oven, it's safe, but yeah, but you know what? I've got a house, I've got food, I've got an oven, people who love me, pets who I adore, two new babies, pets, as you know, Matt's, as you know, to go with the other five. I wish it was six with Vaughn. And I've got my lights up. And I ran a workshop last night to my two friends / colleagues who ran it with me. They were like, well, it's okay to cancel. And I was like, well, no, Andy's gone for the evening and the plumber's gone. And like, I may as well do the festive workshop, coping workshop with the clients, because, well, I may as well. And I wasn't at my best, and not, it wasn't about the kitchen really. I think I was just exhausted, to be fair. And yeah. But sometimes things happen, and we can't choose what happens sometimes, but we can choose how we respond to it. So I was in it. Collapsed kitchen, ceiling, water all over. It's going to need painting and everything, but yeah, it's going to need a lot that needs doing, but it will get done, not this side of Christmas. At least the bath works, at least I won't be stinky. But do you know what? I've got running water in the bath, I've got the rest of the house. I'm lucky, I'm blessed. I've got a kitchen to fall in. That sounds a bit mad, doesn't it? But like, I've got a kitchen to fall in. Some people haven't. Some people haven't got a freezer full of food. So I'm okay. I'm okay, and I'm going to clean it in spurts, bit by bit. Take a quiet Christmas, and I've got my lights up. I've got lots of different sorts of twinklies and stuff, and I love that. And that's something, if I had to pick something during the festive season that brings me joy, apart from my pets, it's the lights, it's the twinklies, it's the fairy lights, I love it, so I make sure I have that around the house, and I put them on, and it must be a sensory thing for me. I feel good, despite Vaughn, despite the kitchen, despite being tired, despite my not so brilliant, but still passed assignment mark, you know. And I'm not being all like Pollyanna there, I hope. I'm just being truthful. And what I want to encourage everyone to do is not ignore what's going on, but to think about choosing your responses. Yeah, you might have your initial response. My initial response, when I heard the crash and I ran downstairs, I panicked and I rang my dad, actually. Because what I was panicking about was if I had to move out when I've got everything sorted and I work from home. So if this would be a long job over a few weeks with the kitchen and have my pet rats with me, and where would we go? And if the people would let us stay with the rats, but I wouldn't put that on someone, but I won't be separated from them. And so that's what I was more worried about, to be honest. We all have our thing we worry about, less so the kitchen, strangely, you know. But I was a tiny bit initially panicked like that there, but then I was just in it, just sorting it. And yeah, the plumber guy, he was like, he's in the middle of B&Q, bless him, buying wood for his children's Christmas boxes he was making, when they rang him and said, you know, go to Leah's urgently. And yeah, I said, I hope you've been paid overtime. Should have given him a bottle of my mulled wine or something, shouldn't I? Or some, well, not Christmas cake, the whole fell on my cake when I rang up the office to say, like, need a plumber, and said, there's rubble on my, it's crushed my cake. I haven't made it yet. It's in like a mix one. I need to sort of make it. I'm not making it from scratch. It's like a mix. And it was actually intact and clean. So I think we saved the cake. Andy was like, there's your cake. So I've got a Christmas cake and an oven. So, you know, job's the good one. But, you know, I chose my response. I had my initial, whatever it was, panic. And I know what that was about for me. But then I chose how I was going to let it affect me. Would I let it ruin Christmas? What does that even mean, ruin Christmas? But no, I thought I'd still put my lights on. Andy and I'll do what we've got to do. My rats are all safe. I'm alive. I'm glad I wasn't in the kitchen, because I could have been injured. Or, God forbid, dead. But, so I'm really grateful that I'm not, and I don't spend masses of time in the kitchen anyway. It's not my favourite place. I'm not the best of cooks. I mean, I have the right nutrients in balance. I didn't last night. You know, last night's tea was 4 packets of crisp and a big mug of Horlicks because I was dealing with all that, and then it was the workshop. But sometimes things get out of balance for a bit, like they did when I was nursing Vaughan and doing my assessment last week, and I was exhausted and didn't do my best. And balance isn't about everything being perfectly balanced. Sometimes things swing out and we go with the flow of that. And how do we bring them back on track is what's key. Because we cannot control everything around us. Death, kitchen, ceilings falling in. But what can we control? I can control still having my lights, my lovely twinkly lights up, and you know, it's okay to have 4 packets of crisp in a, well, it's, if you don't, depends if you struggle with eating issues, then I'd say really try to stick to your meal plan. But that's just for clients that I work with who struggle in that area. But you know, we get back on track. Tonight, have proper nourishing tea or dinner, as they all say down south. You know, I'm a northerner with a sort of nondescript accent, to be fair. We get back on track. You know, we sort of look at what's priority for me. Well, I couldn't even go in the kitchen and cook anything, could I, last night? Could have got a takeaway, but I've got enough food in. It would have been a waste of money, or not a waste, but it's not what I wanted to intentionally spend my money on last night. I nearly did. But, you know, it's things are coming back into balance now. Kitchen will be finished the other side of Christmas. I might need to adjust work if it goes on a couple of weeks. I do work from home. I've told the clients up front. So, you know, we'll negotiate that. They can, my colleague will step in a bit. And it's not the end of the world. I'm happy to have these two new baby boy rats. I'm missing Vaughn. It's both and. It's not either or. I'm sad and I feel sad and I feel joyful at these newbies. I am exhausted and I feel some vitality. So I feel exhausted and I feel some vitality. It's both and. I just want to encourage you to think of that and how you can bring the positives into your life. Not falsely, not Pollyanna in. I mean, I can be prone to that slightly sometimes, I admit, but yeah. Is it just some lights? Is it baking a Christmas cake if you enjoy doing that and you've got a kitchen to do it in? What is it for you, you know? I spoke in my last episode about the resting tide. Is it putting on your Netflix and your fluffy jumper, if you like fluffy jumpers? I love fluffy jumpers. And getting a nice drink of whatever, Horlicks, or if you don't struggle with alcohol issues, then a mulled wine or whatever. And is it that, or is it calling up a friend? Is it asking a friend to come and watch the movie with you if you have someone you can do that with? Or, I mean, what are the moments you can find for you? And on this longest night of Yule, and as things begin to get lighter, how can you bring a bit of light into your life? Nature's great how it balances out. We have the dark time of the year and then it starts slowly going towards the light. And notice I said slowly, and I believe it's like that with balance and coming back on track. We sometimes incremental, slowly the light and the balance comes back, restoring sleep. You need a few good nights to restore that sleep. So that's what I've got for you today, really. I just want you all to know I am okay. So no worrying about my kitchen falling in. All is well. I'm not telling that story for any sympathy points or anything like that. It's just using it as an anecdote, as an example of the unpredictability of life. I mean, that was like really unpredictable. And again, it wasn't, I'm sure, a couple of days before, I thought, I think the ceiling looks slightly odd. But then I'm not a ceiling expert. Maybe I should have mentioned it, I don't know. But there you have it. Balance is restoring. Balance, there's this thing called, and then I will go, so people don't want to listen to me for too long, but there's this thing called enantiodromia in Jungian psychology. The basic principle is when something swings to one side, it inevitably needs to swing to the opposite and then to find a balance. And that's sometimes like life, you know. That is life at times. So, enantiodromia. Lights, Yule, Christmas. Doing our best to choose our responses. Like I say, sometimes we have an initial reaction, but after that, to breathe, to pause. And if you struggle with that, then there are people who can help with that, coaches, therapists, sometimes tutors or workshops, there's things online. It doesn't all have to be clinical stuff, you know, it doesn't, and therapy, there's other ways to learn that. Yoga's often a good one. Whatever works for you, you know, it's back to sort of pluralistic way of working, which approach I currently favour. Not saying it's the only or the best approach, but the one I use at the moment. So I wish you all a blessed Yule with balance restoring. And if balance falls out, just remember, balance does restore. Not overnight, necessarily, you know, but we do come back to homeostasis. So I'll leave it there, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care, and every blessing. Bye for now.